Hi all, this is our second video in our project management channels. Yes, Mr. Rizgi, today we will talk about a very important subject in this video, project stakeholders. First, how can we define the stakeholder in project management context?
As far as the rigorous definition is concerned, a stakeholder is someone who can affect the project or who can be affected by the project. With this point of view, the upper management people are stakeholders, but also the project team members, subcontractors, customers, and the project manager. On the other hand, in many companies and at many references found in literature, the word stakeholder is tied up with the upper management people in the company. Even the people who know this rigorous definition very well might use the word stakeholder to mean more or less the upper management people only.
Is it possible that a stakeholder would be resistant to the project, which would make the life of the project manager and team difficult?
Yes, of course. Unfortunately, it is very common. As a project manager, you might have to deal with the person who doesn't want the project's success. Moreover, very often, these resistant people are more powerful than the project manager. That's bad.
Let me give some information about our future videos. We are going to cover how to engage stakeholders in a positive manner in different videos.
Yes, Mr. Teker. The following questions come to mind. What are the responsibilities of a project manager related to stakeholders? First, the project manager should identify them correctly as early as possible. Then he or she should make plans about engaging them. Later, the stakeholder must be managed and monitored closely. It is generally believed that the most important factor related to the project's success is the stakeholder support, especially support by the upper management people. So, very often, when a project was successful, then the upper management people had good support. The opposite is also true, of course.
What should the project manager do if the expectations of the stakeholder conflict? For example, the customer wants to receive the product within a short time, but the upper management wants to lower the total cost of the project.
Yeah, this is very often. They may have competing priorities. It may be difficult to negotiate a consensus, especially early in the project. The project manager should try to balance the competing expectations and give details about the schedule and budget forecasts whenever possible. The scope might have to be negotiated too.
Mr. Rizgi, I'd like to share my own experience in a consultancy project. The project was unsuccessful. The upper management wanted to start the project again, but using lessons learned from the previous project. We started analyzing the previous project with the project manager, project management office, and sponsor. We recognized that at the beginning of the project, there were 12 people, I mean stakeholders. When they came in the middle of the project, there were 63 people. And close to the end, there were 24 people. The number of stakeholders fluctuated throughout the project. The project manager developed a stakeholder engagement plan at the beginning of the project, but she didn't continue to update the engagement plan. This caused communication mistakes. And in the new project, I suggested making the stakeholder analysis and engagement plan to develop effective communication in the project continuously.
Yes, this is very common, unfortunately. The stakeholders change throughout the project, so the plans related to them must be updated regularly. Actually, not only plans related to the stakeholders, but other plans must be updated regularly too. This is called progressive elaboration.
We will talk more about progressive elaboration in the future videos.
Yes. In addition to this, we'll also talk about the stakeholder engagement plan and communication communications management plan in future videos.
Okay, Mr. Izgi, for more than a year, most of us have been managing projects from our homes virtually. Working with virtual teams has become a standard way of performing the job. Within the context, can you tell us how the projects with virtual teams should be managed?
Sure, Mr. Tekir. First, the project manager should try to create an environment which takes advantage of the diversity of location. Of course, the diversity can also include cultural backgrounds, industry experiences, or even different languages. The project manager should try to build a team climate of mutual trust. There are many cases where the project team has to adopt a common team language, which is different from their mother tongue.
Can you give some examples of the development objectives that the project manager might consider?
It can include improving team knowledge and skills. We expect this would affect the course, time, and quality in a positive way. Trying to improve the trust would be another objective, which will raise the team morale, reduce conflict, and so on. It will improve teamwork. Also, we need to keep in mind that a collaborative culture should be created. This will improve the performance. It will facilitate training and mentoring activities. Last, the team members should be empowered so that they participate in decision-making and generating solutions. Related to this, it's frequently advisable to generate a self-managing teams at projects, which is a topic we cover in a future video.
So, Mr. Izgi, we finished the topic of project stakeholder in this video. In the next video, we will talk about the skill needs, especially for a project manager and also including the team.
In addition, we also cover all these subjects in our project management and PMP exam preparation courses. The people from our audience can send us an email message if detailed information is needed.
Our email addresses are given on the screen as a subtitle. Hope to see you in the next video. Bye.
Bye, guys. See you later.